Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Welcome, everyone, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. I'm Caleb Simmons here this morning with the head coach of your Pisgah Black Bears, Coach Ricky Brindley. In today's show, we plan to recap this past Tuesday's win, as Pisgah did not play last night, but traveled down to East Henderson last Tuesday and took care of business to defeat East Henderson 49-6. Coach, excited to be able to sit down and chat with you a little bit today. Before we recap this past week's game, how was it for you last night, just having Friday night off?
It was good. Me and one of my sons went to Bogart's, had a steak, went and stood on the fence and watched Tuscola, so it was a good night. It was a good night to be off.
Got to be a little interesting when you're not playing on Friday nights, for sure, especially when originally that was the schedule, but, you know, everybody this season is definitely having to be flexible and moving some things around. So let's talk a little bit about Tuesday night's game over at East Henderson. How did you feel your team adjusted to just one day of prep and then playing an early 5 p.m. kickoff game?
And you could probably ask them this question, and they'd be able to answer it very, very well. I was not pleased at all early. Felt like we lacked a little bit of focus. We didn't execute the way we had been executing, particularly on offense. Leading up to that game, I felt like we had been very efficient, particularly in the red zone, particularly on third and fourth downs. So we were able to get after our kids a little bit at halftime, but very pleased with how we performed in the second half. We were able to get Landon Pope going. We were able to make some corrections and adjustments to some things they were doing to us defensively. So felt much better once the game was over, and felt like our kids really kind of were able to handle the really adversity that came with a 5 o'clock kickoff at East Henderson in kind of a dead environment with really no visitor bleachers other than what was on the track. So it was unique, but our kids did make the adjustment.
Definitely unique situation, for sure. I mean, Pisgah probably had more fans on East Henderson side than East did, just because of that stadium and how they're having to set things up right now. So very unique environment. That early kick, it just throws everybody for a loop. You get off rhythm, you get off schedule. But as you said, your team did adjust throughout the game. Let's kind of dive in and look at different aspects of the game. We had the very opening kick. East fumbles. We jump on it. Great special teams play. Really great special teams has been good for you all season so far. You might want to speak to that here in a minute. But we jump on the ball. We throw two quick out routes to Kenyon Moore. He catches the second one for a touchdown. Kenyon really had a great game the entirety of the night. Talk about what he kind of brings to your offense.
You know, Kenyon is such a big target, and he's a unique guy, because you get a guy that's, 6'1", 180, 85 pounds, that's got his level of athleticism to go along with the physicality and strength. He's really an advantage for us, no matter who we're playing, just the ability to get him the ball based on his frame and his size, and felt really good about him, particularly on an opening drive. Having two receptions for 25 yards and a touchdown was good for us. Thought Aaron threw the ball well, threw it on time right there on that drive, and it was just set up by a really good special teams play by our kids on the kickoff team.
So after that, I know it wasn't really a start, as you said, you were hoping to see from your team offensively. A couple of mistakes, you had the pick six, you had the fumble on the goal line. How'd you try to help your team refocus where they could then come out and kind of dominate the game?
Well, I think it was about details, and it always is. It's about those details. It's about, being able to trust your steps up front, being able to identify the box and what you're getting and understand how that affects what we do from a play standpoint. So I think our offensive line made some adjustments. We became more physical the longer the game went on, and certainly we're able to throw the ball through the air a little bit and use Aaron's arm and those great receivers that we have. So that helped us, and I think that opened up some things for Landon in the run game.
Well, the Pisgah defense also really dominated this game. I think East Henderson maybe got past the 50 twice the entire game. They never scored on your defense. The only points on the night came off the pick six that they had. Talk about your team defense and how you guys played on Tuesday.
Very pleased with us defensively. I thought we executed the game plan, which, anytime you're installing a game plan in one day and then turn around and playing somebody, you've got to feel good about it. And the way that our kids executed what we asked them to do, really took away what they wanted to do, what East Henderson wanted to do. We took it away really well. Certainly had some hiccups and some minor things, but, you know, as a team, I felt like our defense was certainly the best they had been in a while.
You had four interceptions Tuesday night. I know that's always something you love to get, but having not really been able to force a lot of turnovers the last couple of games, was that a big point of emphasis kind of going into Tuesday night's game?
Well, I think it's always a point of emphasis for us. It's just, you know, it's something that we feel like we need to be able to do. We have not been an explosive offense in terms of, you know, 15, 16, 70-yard plays per se, but we've been an offense that's been very consistent. So I think if the more we've got the ball, the more consistent we can become as an offense and the more points we can put on the board while chewing up time. So very happy to see our defense do that. Very happy to see some kids that had not had picks this year get them, and pleased with their effort.
Well, you mentioned it, Coach. You had to get the attention of your team at halftime. It's probably the best polite way to say that. You definitely, I think, went into the half not where you had expected to be at that game. You come out, you get the attention of your team, you make some adjustments. Talk a little bit more. How did you feel about the second half of the game, and then how your offense performed?
Felt much better after we had played the four quarters, just about how our offense performed. You know, still ended up with right at 400 yards of offense, and we were up 28-6 at halftime, but it's one of those things where you know that you're a little bit better than what you've performed, and, you know, just wanted our kids to be able to understand that we didn't want to be satisfied just being up 28-6 on East Henderson. We wanted to completely dominate them, and you know, we want them to strive for perfection, and felt like we had room to grow there. And in the second half, being able to get Landon going really was probably the point of emphasis. And I had made some statements to our team about I didn't care if we ran the same play 15, 16 times in a row. I wanted us to be able to execute it. And, you know, and a lot of that was, a lot of that was directed toward the big boys up front. And I was just extremely proud of how they, you know, were able to make those adjustments and really change, I think, their level of physicality.
Yeah, it's great to see the resilience of those kids up front. You know, you have a tough couple of plays. You know, as a former player, you get those little chew-ins every now and then. And sometimes we need those to kind of boost us. But then to see them respond to that had to be a very encouraging thing for you as a coach.
It was. You know, I think how you respond to that probably says more about you than anything. And the way our kids responded, and for us to be able to go out and, you know, at one point in the game, Landon had four carries for -9 yards. I think his first four carries. You know, but then to finish with over 100 tells you a little bit about how we were able to get things going, and our offensive line making those adjustments to pad level and steps and just sheer physicality and violence. And, you know, they did a good job.
It's tough when you go to places like we did on Tuesday over at East. You get in that environment, and it's real easy to play to your opponent's level sometimes. How did you feel like, I know you felt like early on that was definitely the case. We kind of played to the level of our opponent, but then you were able to kind of turn things around.
We did. We definitely felt like we were playing down just a little bit. And then anytime you do that, you leave them the opportunity or the door open to maybe have some success and to be in the game when maybe they shouldn't be. We talked to our kids about being able to create your own energy. There wasn't a lot of energy in that atmosphere. Just there wasn't music going on in pregame. Again, there wasn't a big crowd that you alluded to earlier. So it's a situation where, you know, you have to be able to create your own energy and make sure that you're focused and you're locked in and you're ready to execute.
Well, we'll be back to discuss and kind of finalize the East Henderson game and more from this week with Coach Ricky Brindley. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Welcome back, live from the Black Bear Cafe, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. Coach, we've talked a lot about East and how your offense has played. We talked a little bit about the defense, but your defense still dominated again in the second half. Lots of turnovers created. What kind of confidence boost is that to you going into the game next week against Franklin?
You know, I think it's a great deal of confidence just seeing our kids have success, seeing areas that we feel like we are really, really solid at right now, and then other areas that we feel like we can improve upon and things that will help us be successful as we go over to Franklin and play them next week. But it was good to see our kids have success. It was great to see Carter Browning, you know, with a huge brace on his arm, continue to dominate, continue to be what I think, my estimation, the best defensive player in our conference. And, he's a tough kid, and he never takes a snap off, never takes a day off, and just – you know, it was great to see the success that he had even against East Henderson.
We got excited one play that Carter did make. He absolutely blew up. I think it was a wide out coming in to block him or something like that. And he just absolutely blew up that block, made a tackle. That's a kid that's just got a nose for the football. And you could tell he's just a football player. He just loves to get after it.
He does. And that was – they were trying to crack him with the inside receiver in a two-receiver set and run toss sweep. And really, I think that was probably a poor design based on the fact that it was Carter Browning they were trying to crack with that kid. And yeah, I'm sure that kid's going to wake up on Wednesday morning and really feel that one. And then Carter go makes the tackle after that. Just an incredible football player.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Coach, you had a lot of guys getting the game on Friday night. You looked like you had a few more dressed maybe than you normally do as well as you were over there. Was there anybody who got to play Friday that really stood out to you?
So we were able to dress really as many JVs as we wanted simply because they didn't have a game this week, which was a really good thing. I think that's a fantastic rule that the state's put out there that if JVs don't play, they can dress on Friday with no repercussions. And so we were able to take some kids with us that normally hadn't been going with us to varsity games, and really at one point had our entire JV offensive line on the field. And I thought those kids handled that environment. They handled it really well. We had Gavin Cantrell at quarterback for the varsity on Tuesday night. And, that was really – it was good for him. I think anytime you can put a kid in that situation, that his confidence has got to grow, just the experience of being able to be in there. Certainly the skill kids that had been going with us on Friday nights, I felt like they played good. Tahari McLean ended up with an interception, and, that was a really big thing for him. I think he felt good about it after the game, just being in that situation and being able to go make a play. Really, really happy for that kid and understand how hard he's worked to put himself in that position.
What does that do for your team when those young guys get to see the field on a Friday night?
Well, I think it just, it continues to build essentially the confidence of those kids and the understanding of, what it takes to be a varsity football player. And I think it's good for the older kids to be able to support those young ones and help them and be there with them and just, kind of help guide them as they come off the field and things that they've seen and things that they can do better. And I was really proud of our older kids for how they handled that situation and for continuing to be engaged in a game. I think I've been a part of a lot of games where you're winning really, really big and your upperclassmen or your starters come off the field and they kind of lose some engagement in what's happening on the field. But I didn't think our kids did that the other night. I thought they were engaged and they were focused on really what was happening with the younger kids on the field.
That's a great thing to see from a lot of your senior leaders coaching those guys up. Absolutely. We could see that even from the press box, just those guys staying involved in the game. Coach, any other players that really stood out to you from Tuesday night's contest?
I thought Mason Putnam played really well. He played well on both sides of the ball. He's a kid that plays in secondary but also plays offense certainly, and I thought he handled the situation really well. Didn't get a lot of targets in the receiving game, but he was able to have a couple of really big runs ran for a touchdown. Certainly does a lot for us on special teams. Is that really our guy to go block PATs. He's our guy on punt returns and things like that, and rarely comes off the field. And I thought he played really well. And he's a kid that's continued to get better. And whether it's in route running or in perimeter blocking type stuff, I really feel good about him.
Yeah, he made that interception right on about the 50, right in front of us on the at the press box, and just fell on his shoulder. The way he was able to hold on to that football was really impressive.
I told him that on film when we watched the film on Wednesday. I said he got up, and it was obviously a pretty good shot where he'd been so high up in the air and came down. And I said, that's really, really good. Make sure they don't know you hurt. And he didn't. He got up, and he kind of jogged off the field, and you could see, you know, he'd got the breath knocked out of him pretty good, but he wasn't going to let anybody know it.
For sure. So, Coach, now you get ready to go on the road this coming week. Before we dive into Franklin, what did the rest of your week look like this past week? You played on Tuesday. How did things go with the team Wednesday through Friday?
So we came in on Wednesday. We actually took the day off in the weight room on Wednesday. Just simply felt like that was what their bodies needed. Tried to make a judgment call there. So we lifted the JVs, but we did not lift the varsity on Wednesday. We spent a lot of time in film, just trying to recoup and revamp a little bit from a physical standpoint. Practice Wednesday afternoon, felt like we had a good practice. We were shorter than normal. We only went for about an hour and a half on Wednesday. Came back in on Thursday, put the varsity back in the weight room, started getting after it again, and went out and practiced Thursday. Had a good practice. We were sharp. We were crisp. Just again trying to do a lot of install, a lot of teaching stuff for Franklin, and then continue to recoup their bodies a little bit, and then took yesterday off, and I thought those kids needed it. After a tough week, anytime you play on a Tuesday, it's unique and it's different, and you have to do things a little bit different. So we took Friday off, and we'll be ready to go on Monday.
So you started talking about Franklin. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Prepping for them this coming Friday. They just lost last night to West Henderson for their first loss of the season. Did you get a chance to watch that game already?
I have. I've had an opportunity to watch the film. Certainly have some impressive players. There's no question about that, and they're well coached. We know that, and it's a tough place to play. But West Henderson went out there and was successful and ended up winning it there at the end, and I think that just speaks to really to West Henderson's basically championship mold that they've been kind of creating over the past 2 to 3 years.
So what do we have to look forward to when we go against this Franklin team on Friday night?
Everything starts with Braden Hervey, the tailback, number 11. I had the I don't want to call it pleasure of watching him play last year, but I did have to actually compete against him. He was injured, I think, for the majority of the season. Did play 4 games. Situation where when he played against us when I was at Smoky Mountain, we really had a difficult time tackling that kid. He's got great vision, great balance. He is a big, strong, heavy kid with really sneaky athleticism and acceleration, and certainly a good football player. So everything starts with him, and we've got to make sure that we do a great job tackling. We got to make sure we do a great job in terms of how we take on blocks and how we really fit the run game to bottle him up.
Well, we'll be back in just a few moments to talk a little bit more about the upcoming Franklin game and the rest of the season, and then have a little fun, Coach, maybe diving into some X's and O's and talking a little bit of strategy with you in our last couple of segments. So we'll be back. You are listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show, live here from the Black Bear Cafe. I'm Caleb Simmons, sitting down with Coach Brindley, talking a little bit about Pisgah football. We coached in our last segment. We began talking about Franklin. We know they've got a great running back, and kind of their offense runs through him. Got to watch them play last night against West as well, as Franklin streams all their games on YouTube. And got to see their quarterback play really well, as also in the fourth quarter. What's kind of your plan to stop the Franklin offense this coming Friday?
Really, for us, it's about making sure we have great eye discipline. We've got to make sure that we read blocks appropriately. Sometimes defensive linemen get in the habit of, they start looking for a football as opposed to, you know, to reading the block that they receive, whether it's an inside release, whether it's a base, whether it's a reach. You know, we've got to make sure that we take care of our responsibility. We do our job. Our linebackers have to do a good job of making sure they understand their flow key and pulling linemen, overriding that flow key, things like that, understanding how we fit, whether it's the isolation or the counter or the outside zone. We've got to understand in the run game exactly where we fit to make sure we bottle that kid up. And, you know, we continue to pursue the ball well. He does such a good job of putting his foot in the ground and you know, sometimes changing directions and going back across the grain, across the field. And I think our kids have to do a really good job of continuing to pursue and pursue on the proper angle.
And then offensively, what do we expect to see from Franklin's defense? And you got any things in mind as far as how you might try to attack it?
They are really, really good in the box. I think that's probably the first thing that stands out to you is they're really solid up front. Defensive line's really good. They've got some big, heavy, strong kids, particularly on the interior. Their linebackers, to me, are the strength of the defense. Attic Sutton is a kid who's been a varsity starter for a couple of years now and played inside as a linebacker. And then they've got one of the young boys who's a freshman. And anytime you're capable of playing varsity football as a freshman, you're certainly probably a specimen, and this kid is. And, you know, that's definitely the strength of their defense. They do play cover zero on the perimeter, so we feel like, it's an opportunity for us to create some space for some guys if we can get Aaron on the perimeter and make some great throws and great catches. I do feel like that's a strength that we have with our perimeter kids, and we've got to be able to take advantage anytime we get cover zero or cover one.
Absolutely. Cover zero, cover one. For people who don't understand, Coach, that's like man coverage on your outside receivers. Try to get them the ball, get that ball to your speed and space. Hopefully they can make a man miss and go make something happen for sure.
Yes.
So, Coach, we go to Franklin. If we can win this game at Franklin next week, talk about how that sets us up for the rest of the conference and where that has us maybe standing as far as conference standings and what that looks like maybe for the future for playoffs as well.
So right now we're basically tied for second in the conference. West Henderson is the only one that has yet to be beaten in our league, and that's kind of been the way it has been for 3 years with them. And, so right now us and Franklin are really fighting for that second place spot. We are certainly pulling for Smoky Mountain as hard as we can this week to beat West Henderson. Even as good of friends as I am with Paul Whitaker at West, I'm still pulling for them to lose this week because of what that does for us from a conference championship standpoint. We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to take care of business and do what we're supposed to do. And ultimately, that's really the only thing that we can be concerned with. We hope for help, but we're definitely, we're focused on ourselves and what we can handle.
Let's say Smoky does pull off the upset, beats West. We go down and beat Franklin. Pisgah wins out. you got maybe three teams sitting with just one loss in the conference. How does that play out as far as who becomes conference champion and playoffs and all that for the future?
You know, the way it used to be, and I'm not positive how it looks right now, it used to be a coin flip. That was back in the days when you had the split 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A playoffs. Been in that situation before, shared a conference championship, and ended up having to go to a coin toss, which really it didn't matter because it was a three-way tie, and Brevard was small 1 or small 2A, and Pisgah and Smoky Mountain were large 2A, so then it went to head-to-head. So you're probably looking at West Henderson. If there's a coin toss and, you know, we win it, then that's good for us. But if it's a tie, kind of a tiebreaker situation, and it's a head-to-head win right there, they would get the nod.
For sure. So let's talk a little bit, Coach, about the rest of the season before we come back and talk a little bit more about X's and O's. We got Franklin on Friday. Hopefully we can go down there to the pit. It's going to be a tough environment. And then the week after that, November 8th, Tuscola at home. Hopefully going to be played in Memorial Stadium. That is the work that has been going on up there, trying to get that game in there. I know everybody's got it circled on the calendar. I know your kids are already excited about it. How are you trying to keep them focused on Franklin this week before they begin looking ahead to Tuscola?
I think it's just about us, you know, making sure we have those conversations on a daily basis about, you know, we could only control what we control, and we take what's right in front of us. And, you know, that's kind of what we preach to our kids about, you know, taking it day by day, whether it's a practice, whether it's a game. You know, we got to be able to take care of our business before we ever get to that moment.
We'll be back with our final segment. Going to talk a little strategy and X's and O's. We're sitting down with Coach Ricky Brindley here on WPTL Radio.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Pisgah Tire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Pisgah Tire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Pisgah Tire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
We're back here at the Black Bear Cafe with head coach of the Pisgah Black Bears, Ricky Brindley. Coach, one of the things we want to do in these last few minutes we've got together is, you know, I've always talked about this. We just want to have a little fun, maybe let people behind the curtain. Let's just talk strategy and X's and O's here for a minute. You're preparing for the Franklin game. Walk people through what a week of prep looks like. I think a lot of people don't understand. So let's say, you know, normal week. Let's talk normal week here. Game ends on Friday night. What's the next day look like for you as far as you begin to prep for a game the next Friday?
Certainly, we've got to be able to make sure we've got plenty of film. We've got all the film we need. We always trade the last two films with the opposing team to make sure that we've got something current. Try to use connections and things like that, friends that are in the business that may have films that we would like to see from earlier in the year. A lot of it is dependent upon who they were playing. You know, we're a 10-11 personnel type team, so we want to be able to see 10-11 personnel type other teams playing against Franklin. So we try to track down some films from that standpoint, just to see what maybe they did from an alignment standpoint, you know, from a coverage standpoint, you know, how they tried to attack them from a defensive perspective. We understand that as an offense, we do have wrinkles that we use from a week-to-week standpoint, but most of the preparation has to come from the defensive side of the ball. Those guys spend a great deal of time making sure that we can, number one, recognize, number two, align, and then be able to execute based on what we're getting. You know, teams obviously evolve as a week goes or as a year goes on. So we understand that what we've seen on film may not necessarily be exactly what we get, but it's about being prepared for at least what they've shown very consistently, and with the understanding that we've still got to be able to read keys and have great eye discipline and all that type of stuff. So that's a Saturday for us, is to make sure we spend a lot of time with that film, a lot of time on the whiteboard, you know, and then a lot of evaluation of ourselves and how does what we do impact maybe what we're going to get on the defensive side of the football, and what are some things we feel like we can take advantage of, whether, you know, they fly up the field as defensive ends, do they squeeze and wrong arm, do they, you know, just squeeze and crush it, things like that. You know, so it really affects, I think, how we have to coach our kids through the week in terms of being able to execute the plays that we run, what we try to do, how we try to attack.
You talked about it, Coach. Your defense is obviously looking at what the offense does and then having to adjust accordingly, and then they want to be able to just go play football as well. So how do you kind of adjust with that? What are you doing to say, all right, here's what we're going to do, but then at the end of the day, it's about going and making plays?
It is. It's about executing. And, you know, I think our kids have to be able to, and we do as a staff, put them in a position to be successful and a position to be comfortable with what they see and what they recognize. And, you know, I think you take a kid like Carter Browning, for instance, and he's going to spend a great deal of time on his own watching film, even outside of what we've done as a coaching staff with them. So, you know, a kid like that, he's going to feel like he's a little more prepared based on what he sees. You know, and if there's something that's new or unique that we haven't seen when we get inside of a game scenario, he's able to communicate that. He's able to recognize that. You know, and he's comfortable and he's confident based on the amount of film that he's watched.
Well, Coach, we could have probably sat here and talked about this for a lot longer. Maybe one day we will and get it live on air, but we got to cut out for now. I'm Caleb Simmons. On behalf of WPTO Radio, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. Remind everyone that Pisgah will travel to Franklin this Friday, kickoff at 7:30. You can listen to us live from the pregame show at 6:30. Remember, you can always listen to past coaches' shows and all games on WPTOradio.net. Have a great weekend, everyone. Coach, thanks for taking some time to sit down with us today. You've been listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.